Welcome to an incredible journey with internationally renowned lawyer of attraction, Paula Kidd Casey. Applying the skills gained over 40 years of practicing law, Paula uses facts, logic, and science to prove the validity of the law of attraction. Join Paula each week as she explores unique concepts, allowing you to rediscover the wisdom of the ancient masters, all while weaving in the science that proves magic really does happen. If you yearn for a life change or want to rediscover your passion, then share the path with Paula and begin to love your journey every step of the way.
Hello, this is Paula Kidd Casey. Welcome. I'm so glad you're here. This is the Law of Attraction, and I'm on the Law of Attraction Radio Network. It's another week. I hope you had a good week. I hope things are going well for you. I hope the message that I'm going to bring today will be helpful and to help us take our lives and our community and our world to a much better level than we ever thought was possible. I'm going to get to talk with you again today, just me and you. I know I usually have people on that I'm interviewing, and I love that, but I've decided in the last couple of weeks that I want to really have a conversation with you and really tell you what I am getting from Source and from Infinite Intelligence and from God, from Jesus, and I would love to share that with you and hope that this resonates with you. Last week, we were talking about joy, right? An ode to joy, how joy is a choice. It's an inside job. We're not making outside circumstances give us anything. We're not reacting to outside circumstances. We are choosing a feeling, a vibration of joy. And if you tried that this last week, I know that you felt something different, at least from time to time, from moment to moment. Because remember, the only time we can do anything is in the present moment. So we have to stay very focused, because remember, the present moment is the only time that we have to do anything. It is the eternal now. We don't understand the power it has. We're in it all the time. We don't realize that. It's like we're a fish in a tank full of water. The only thing we have is the present moment, and we use it to our disadvantage the majority of the time. And if we have taken a few present moments in the last week and taken those big, deep breaths and got into our body and found that joy inside of us, it makes a difference on how you're viewing the world, the filter that you see the world through. I want to take this theme that we're talking about, right? Our power to see the world in a different way than we've ever seen it before. And today we're going to talk about ignorance versus knowledge. We're going to talk about the truth. And I mean a capital T, one that is not subjective, one that is verifiable, provable across all venues, from science to spirituality to just your own individual intuition. So let's talk about this. I have a wonderful graph that I'm going to go over with you today. And I'm going to explain to you on the radio what it looks like. But I'm also going to put it on my Facebook page, Your Success Formula. If you're not a member, go over there. It's very easy. Just say, I want to be a member. And you will be able to see the graph. So when you're watching this on or listening to this on any of the podcasts that I'm on, go ahead and go over to Your Success Formula, and you're going to see the actual slide that I'm talking about, the actual PowerPoint that I teach from. And it is basically a picture of the stick man. The stick man is what Bob Proctor uses to teach about the mind. The mind is an activity. It's not the brain. When we say mind, normally we think of the brain, right? You think of that organ in your head. Well, the brain is an organ. It's part of your body. It's a switching station, right? It's the hard drive of your life, but it's not the operator. The mind, your consciousness, your soul, your spirit is what is actually operating. We want to talk about the mind today. When you understand the difference between mind and brain, and you understand how important we deciding to take control of our mind is, it will make all the difference in how you view your reality. So let's talk about this. When you see my little picture, the stick man has a great big round head, and there is a horizontal line right through the middle of it. And the top says conscious mind, and the bottom says subconscious mind. And then you have a little stick body underneath that that actually says body. It's very small. Our physicality, our body, has very, very little to do with how we are responding to the universe, how we are creating and manifesting our lives. We think that that's the only thing there is, that our body is there, which is wonderful. We need to stay embodied. But the magic lies when we understand our mind. We're going to talk about that today. We're going to understand the knowledge that explaining how the mind works will really take your life to any level that you want it to. So we have our little stick person with a great big fat head. We're going to talk about the conscious mind. The conscious mind controls what we do 5% of the day. That's it. We're only consciously aware of what we're doing 5% of our day. And that is where we can accept, we can make choices. That's our intellectual mind. That's where we can originate ideas, is in the conscious mind. But we only have control over 5% of the day. Our subconscious mind controls what we do 95% of our day. And that is what we have been conditioned. That is what we have been controlled from 0 to 6 or 7 years old. Our brains are in alpha state, which is a very suggestive state. It's like hypnosis. And whatever we're conditioned or told, we believe. And that's our conditioning right now, right? And it controls what we do 95% of our day, and we don't even know it. And when we start understanding that and understand we're on autopilot 95% of the day, of course it's hard to go on that diet, because we're really only making decisions 5% of the day. 95% of the day, we are coasting on what we have been conditioned. Our habits, our paradigms that have been put into us. And by loving parents, by loving teachers, by a society that supposedly did not know any better, because that's how they were conditioned. But guess what? Once we're aware of this, we now have a responsibility to dig deep into it and understand how it works. I'm telling you, the truth will set you free. I teach this. I love this. I live this. And I want to share this with you. So I have my little PowerPoint, and we've got the little fat-headed stick person in the middle. And over to one side, to the left, we're talking about ignorance. And I'm not talking about that you're not smart, right? I'm not talking about stupid. Ignorance means you don't know. You haven't been made aware. Ignorance has nothing to do with your IQ. It has to do with your awareness. We have not been taught this. We are not aware of some of the most amazing facts, truths, that when you become aware of them, we can flip that filter and we can flip our lives. So stay with me. I'm serious about how important this is. This is the basic, the foundation of everything, right? So we've got ignorance on one side, and that means you don't understand, you're not aware of the natural laws of the universe. You're not aware of how things actually work, right? We've been told that everything is physical. We have to do everything physically, that we have no power over our circumstances. You know, we're victims, right? That's what we've been taught. And that society, the environment, the government, the economy is totally outside of our control, and we give up our power. So that's ignorance, ignorance of the natural laws of the universe that are so attainable and understandable, but you have to become aware that they're even there. So let's say we don't have those, right? We don't understand how the natural laws of the universe works. And what happens? We worry and we doubt, because our outside circumstances we think are outside of our control. So we worry and we try to control them, and we're either control freaks and we're obsessed with control, or we're victims and we think we have no control. But either way, we are worrying, we are doubting, we are fretting, we don't know what to believe. You know, we're told to do one thing, we feel like ping pong balls, and we're told to do another. Worry and doubt is based on fear. And ladies and gentlemen, right now, that's the one thing we want to get away from, is fear. Fear is because you don't understand how the universe really works. You're worried, you're doubtful, and it automatically leads to fear, right? There's so much going on and we don't know how it's going to turn out. We're told one thing one day and another thing another day, and we're fearful and we want to do the right thing, and we have no clue what the right thing is because it changes from hour to hour. And what does that do? The fear, the constant fear that we have been living in, it is a vibration in our body. We've talked about this before. It is a vibration. We don't think we have control over that. We think it's being pumped into us. And because we're on autopilot 95% of our day, it is. But we can be aware of it and we can make a conscious decision that we don't want to live in fear anymore. Because fear, and we know this, it leads to anxiety, right? We suppress it. We try to act brave. We try to listen and do what we're supposed to, but we're still afraid because we worry, we doubt. It's out of our control. And what do? We suppress it. And that's when we get anxiety attacks. Remember, I used to have horrible anxiety attacks, panic attacks, depression. That leads to, that's all stress related. And what does that lead to? That leads to dis-ease. And that needs to be said with two syllables. We can either be at ease in our body and there's a vibration that says everything is going to be okay, or dis-ease. Our body is not in the vibration that we need for it to be. It's in a vibration of fear. Remember, everything is vibrating. Everything is on a frequency. And when we are constantly in fear, our cortisol level go up. Our body doesn't have an immune system because it's trying just to regulate it because we're so fearful. We think that tiger is chasing us. So our worry and our doubt goes to fear. Our fear causes anxiety, depression, you know, panic attacks. We suppress it. We don't know what to do. We want to roll up in a ball in our bed. How many of us want to do that, right? Like day after day, because we don't have a clue on how to live this life based on what we have been taught up until now. But stay with me, because I swear there's a happy ending, because we're going to understand. So now we're on the ignorant side, and anxiety, depression, stress, it leads to dis-ease, and that's disintegration. You start getting sicker. You literally, your cells disintegrate. They cannot reproduce. The immune system doesn't work. We're living in fear and our immune system doesn't work. That's ignorance. And there's and up until now, up until you become aware of this, right? If you don't know what you don't know, how do you take control of that? But once you become aware of it, you then have a responsibility. And what is it that we're going to become aware of? It is knowledge. The knowledge of the natural laws of the universe and how they work and what we talk about every week and what I teach about, what is in my book, what all these other amazing, there's people that are here right now because we came to share this message, right? And the knowledge is there are rules and laws out there that have our physics, right? They have been put in this from the beginning of the universe. They work all the time, every time, just like gravity. But if we are not taught them, we can't use them to advantage in our advantage. In fact, we're normally using the other side to our disadvantage, fear and out of control. So once we become aware of the natural laws of the universe, and we're going to talk about a few of those today. We talk about them all the time. But then once we become aware of those frequency, that we can decide what frequency we're going to be on, then we need to study them, read books, watch YouTube videos, watch my podcasts, right? Get in groups that are talking about this, get in masterminds, take classes. We've got to study. We've got to become aware that the knowledge is there, expose ourselves to the knowledge, and then start studying the knowledge, because the more we study it and the more we internalize it, the more it changes our vibration. Because studying it makes us understand it. The more we understand it, the less we're worried, right? The more we have faith. We don't get up in the morning and go, oh my God, I'm going to be so worried if I fly off the earth today because I don't know if gravity's going to work. You know gravity's going to work. We're good with that one, right? Once you start studying and understanding the natural laws of the universe, how the law of vibration, how the law of attraction, how the law of relativity, how magnetism, how the electromagnetic energy of our body works. Once you start understanding that, you have faith that it works. It's based on physics. It has to work every time. It's just like gravity, but we don't think that. We think it is subjective. We think it only works for nice people or good people or rich people, right? It doesn't work for us. It works every time for everybody. We just have not had the knowledge that we can start studying so we can understand it. We haven't become aware of the knowledge. It's been there. It has been hidden from us for thousands of years. And thank goodness it's now coming up. You know, for the last 20 to 30 years, it's becoming mainstream. It's much more mainstream. But the fact that you're here listening to this, that's the only thing I care about, because you are now aware of the fact that there's more information out there. There are more absolute laws to the universe that when you understand them and you take advantage of them, they're going to change your life. So we have knowledge, awareness, right? And that's on the right side of my little picture. And you're going to study it. And the more you study it, the more you understand it, that there's a law of vibration and whatever you're vibrating on. If you're vibrating on fear, that is what you're putting out to the universe. It is the only thing you can get back, because it's a frequency. It's a state of being. It's just like if you're on 98.7, you can't get 101.5. You can only get the frequency that you're on. That's one of the natural laws, right? And when you understand that there's different frequencies, there's based on the feeling, the vibration that your body is in, and that vibration that your body is in is based on a thought that you are having that brings up a picture that makes you afraid, happy, sad, joyful. It's a thought that you decide that you're going to feel one way or the other about. And 95% of the time, we let outside circumstances determine what we're going to think and what we're going to feel and what vibration we're going to be in and what we're transmitting out to the universe and what we are receiving back. But studying this and doing small little experiments, right? Each week go, okay, I'm going to get into joy. I'm going to see how that feels. I'm going to start having better thoughts. I'm going to stay in the now. I'm going to expand that time in the now from one breath to two breaths to five breaths. I'm going to start appreciating more things and be on a higher vibration. And you're going to see small coincidences and serendipities, and you're going to poo-poo them, and you're going to say, you know, that just happened. That didn't me. You created those. You manifested them. Start paying attention to the little coincidences and say, hey, I was looking for that and I see it. Okay, I manifested that. We have to start taking our power back. So we start studying it. We understand it. When we understand it, we have faith in it. You have faith that you go out and when you turn on your car motor that it starts. You don't know how the electrical engine works, but you have faith that as long as you have gas in the car, you have faith that it works, right? So once you have an understanding to how things are, you have faith that it works. Oh my gosh, faith is the opposite of fear. When you can have faith that the natural laws of the universe work, and that faith is based on, it's not blind faith. I'm not asking you to believe anything I say. I'm asking you to do your own research. But I also am telling you that the quantum mechanics say that this is a vibrational universe. The ancient sages say this is a vibrational universe. Jesus, the Bible says this is a vibrational universe, not necessarily in those terms. Start doing your own research, but it's not blind faith. It's faith based on the fact that when I drop a pencil, I know gravity's going to work. When I think in a certain way, when I have a frequency that goes out, that same exact frequency comes back. When I'm pissed, I see more things in my day to be pissed about. When I'm fearful, my immune system goes down. I don't feel good. I'm anxious. Now I'm more fearful, right? So faith means I understand that I have control over my thoughts, albeit only 5% of my time, but we're going to learn how to reprogram that 95% of our subconscious mind. And then we're effortless. It's like we're floating down a river, right? So you need to go to Your Success Formula, become my friend, and I'm going to teach you all these things. And he'd give you options and ideas on what to do. But you have to go there now because you're going to be able to see the PowerPoint that I'm talking about. But once we have faith in the natural laws of the universe, that we can choose a thought, that thought can have an, we can use our imagination to come up with a vibration, a feeling and emotion, energy and motion that we want to be in. We stay in that. We internalize it. We increase the frequency. We increase the volume of that emotion. The more you feel a certain way, the more it goes out to the universe and the more they brings it back. And what are we normally in? Fear. And what do we normally get back? More things to be fearful. Well, enough. Enough. I say it. It's enough. Right now, it's enough. We're not going to be in fear anymore. We're going to be in faith. We are source. We are divine. We are here to prosper. When you understand the natural laws, that you are a divinity, you are a soul that has a body that is just traveling through space right now. And we're experiencing this amazing life. And you understand that you have control over your thought in the moment. That thought is a feeling. That feeling is a frequency. That frequency goes out to the universe and brings the same thing back. That's faith, right? And guess what that gives us? Well-being. Oh my God, how many of us, put your hands up, clap. How many of us want well-being? The well-being that it's going to be okay. And it is. In this moment, it's going to be okay. When you understand the big picture and your power to be in a vibration that serves you, we're going to talk about how this is why we all came in just a minute. Well-being. I want you to all think, how would you like to be in well-being the majority of the day instead of fear? We can do that because it's only a now moment decision. I'm going to take a big deep breath. I'm going to think of things to be grateful for or things I love. I'm going to choose to internalize that and think bigger and bigger emotions regarding that. Well-being, once we do that, we express it. When you're happy, you want to hug somebody, right? Your arms go out. When you're happy, you express it. It actually builds. The vibration is getting bigger and bigger because we are now attached to another frequency, another state of being. We've gone up higher on the vibration. It goes faster. The sine waves go faster. They go up higher and down lower. They move faster. Because they move faster, we're expressing it and it gets bigger. We get more joyful. We get happier. We get more faith, right? But we have to start it somewhere. We express it. That expression accelerates, right? Because we're on a higher level of vibration. We attract more of that higher level of vibration. Then you want to do more. You want to get out. You want to do things. You want to take back your life. And that's just taking back your thoughts moment to moment. And then you're at ease. We're not in fear anymore. We're not worried about outside circumstances. Not that they're not going to make a difference, but we understand we're in control of how we respond to them. The more we choose a response based on faith and knowledge and joy and love, the more we're going to get that back. It may not turn around on a dime. It may turn around on a dime. You know, God is a God of suddenly. I can tell you stories later on how suddenly God works. God is also a God of slow and steady. So don't prejudge this. Just know it works. Be at ease. In the moment, be at ease. You're connected to source. You are source. You came here for a reason. And that at ease, right? It's charged energy. Literally, we are magnets, right? All vibration, all energy has positive and negative. We can choose to literally change our energy to positive. I'm talking on a physical basis. They can measure, science can now measure the energy that goes out from your body. It can measure what it looks like. It can measure how much energy it's got. I don't know if we've talked about this before. I want to tell you real quick. So go get two hangers from your hall closet, wire hangers, and make them into L shapes, right? So they're going to be 5 inches by 11 inches. They're going to look like an L. and get them as straight as possible. And you're going to take a straw and you're going to cut it in two, and you're going to put the straw on the end that have the 5 inches, the 5-inch end. So they're kind of going to look like little, you know, guns. And you're going to hold those little wire hangers about 6 inches from your heart, right in front of you. And you're going to hold it with the straws, so you're not touching the metal. And you're going to quiet your mind. You're going to see they're going to go crazy. And you think they're going crazy because you're not holding them right. You're going to hold them really still. And sooner or later, they're going to stop going back and forth because your energy has slowed down. And you're going to think positive thoughts. And those positive thoughts, literally, the electromagnetic energy pushes the wire away from you because you are expressing positive charged ions, and it's pushing this away from you. You're going to see how you can control these little wire hangers with your thoughts. When you think negative thoughts, they pull them toward you. Just like you want to crawl up in a ball, right? The electromagnetic actually is negative charge and it pulls them toward you. It's such a cool experiment. It costs you nothing. Go do it. Okay, that's going to give you faith. That's one of the things you're going to do to say, hey, my thoughts are controlling something. We just need a little bit of faith, right? Faith of a mustard seed. I don't care about anything else that's small that thinks it's getting around. I'm talking about faith of a mustard seed. This will give you faith. Such a good experiment. It's from Pam Grout's book, E Squared. If you don't know Pam, look her up, get all of her books. She's amazing. She's been on my show before. E Squared, 13 experiments to prove that energy is real. Perfect place to start your journey of study, of awareness, of really believing that this shit works, because it does. So that there's your homework for this week. That just came to me. It's a great place to start. It's going to prove to you how much power you really have, right? And how much we're going to charge the energy. Which leads me to, right, that we have ignorance of the natural laws of the universe versus knowledge. It has nothing to do with your IQ or how far you've gotten in school or any of that stuff. It's whether you are aware of it. And now that you're aware of it, you have the responsibility to get more and more of it. Because let me tell you what it comes through to me from source, from God, that he wants you to know today, right? That we came here to thrive. We're here at this particular time because we were brave souls and we said, hey, I want to go, me too. I just know I was up there being obnoxious. And he just said, okay, let Paula go because she's driving me crazy, right? We all are here for a reason. Right now, we feel pretty beat down and dejected. No, because nobody can tell you how to think or to feel when you understand the natural laws of the universe. Viktor Frankl, who was a Viennese psychiatrist who was in the concentration camps of World War II. He wrote Man's Search for Meaning, another amazing book, very small, very quick read, but it'll change your life. He says, they can take away everything from us, but they cannot take away our decision on how we're going to think and feel and respond to any situation. And that is exactly where we are right now. Do not allow anybody to decide how you're going to respond. Respond out of love and out of faith and out of giving, right? Do not play into the fear. And I'm not talking to make sides on anything that we're talking about, which is exactly what I'm here to talk about. We cannot judge each other or polarize each other or have camps and say you're wrong and I'm right on any level. We cannot allow anything to divide us because we are all one spirit down here on different points of attraction. And we all volunteered to come here. The energy that has always been us said we came because we are going to lift humanity. And this is what we're here for. Once we understand this, don't let anybody get you into the judgmental or the hate or the who's right and who's wrong. We can't do that. Because that plays into fear, which takes away our power. If we all stood up and said, we are powerful, eternal beings, and we are here to love everyone, what can we do to help? You know, we are here to love. We are all in this together. We're not going to divide each other by sex or by race or by any medical thing. We are all here to love. It would dissolve the negativity immediately. And we can do that one person, one step at a time. Not here to judge, not here to belittle anybody, to stand up and say, I am the daughter of the Most High God. I claim my divine inheritance of love comes first. Once we're in love, we can create anything we want to, and then comes abundance. Love comes first, then creation, and then abundance. Neville Goddard is also another amazing place to, I'm reading The Power of Awareness. Little book, blows your mind, don't understand half of it, but stay with me and keep going with that. It's amazing. We need to choose love. I know this sounds, not that John Lennon was bad, it sounds like an old Beatles song, right? But it is so true. We need to choose love constantly in the moment. Get away from picking sides or throwing jabs or throwing mud at the other side, no matter what side we're on, and staying as present as we possibly can, understanding that we're all divinity and we came here, we voluntarily came here at this point in time to feel the highest vibration we possibly can to connect us. And we are showing the law of polarity right now. We are showing how bad it can be. So we know the law of polarity is going to show us how good it's going to be, right? There's so many natural laws in the universe. And the law of polarity is, you know, there's positive and there's negative. When we see the negative, it will automatically reflect what the positive is, which is we are a united front of loving human beings that are here doing the very best we can with the information that we've got and become more and more aware of what's going on. That's what I came to tell you today, that we have the power to take this back all along. If you haven't seen A Bug's Life, go rent that, right? It just took one little ant to stamp it up and say, I'm going to live in love. I reject fear. I'm going to live in love. I'm going to send love out as much as every single now moment that I can remember to. I'm going to continue to do that and open my now moments to 1 second, to 5 seconds, to 10 seconds. The waves that you send out are amazing. You have no idea what it's going to do. The smile that you give to someone, you know, the compliment, a text that you send to somebody, reach out to people, do your job the best you can, right? Leave a bigger tip. Show up as the divine energy that you truly are. Make it a little bit more and a little bit more every day. And then all of us together, we're going to change this into just an amazing world. And it's so there. We've already done it. You know, we've done it because we've agreed to come down and do it. We just have to remember that we've done it. So glad you're here today. Love talking to you. I know I need to find some more people to get on, but I just love talking to you. And I want you to go to Your Success Formula on Facebook. Ask to be my friend. You're going to see the printout that I'm talking about. There's going to be a lot more information. We're going to talk more on that. You can ask me questions. We'll have an interaction engagement. Also, Paula at paulakcasey.com. You can get a hold of me. And as Ram Dass always says, you know, we are just walking each other home. We're doing the best we can. We're holding hands. We're holding our heads up high. And we are sending out love. And so until next week, this is Paula Kidd Casey. And I am the Law of Attraction.
Thank you for joining Paula Kidd Casey on Lawyer of Attraction radio show. For more information about Paula programs and her book, please visit www.lawyerofattraction.com. Until next week, may you experience the magic of manifesting genuine abundance.